Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. Give me $1 a month, $3, $5, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about emotional stress and INFJs. Now, of course, there's many different kinds of stressors in an individual's life. And as INFJs, we have a tendency to shut down or to run away when we experience stress. I've shared with you guys different forms of stress and what I do when I deal with stress. But a main stress for INFJs, because we're introverts, is visual or just stimulation in general. When we get overstimulated, we get stressed and then we run away. But there is another kind of stress that affects us, and it's because of our need for harmony. INFJs need, crave, want harmony in their life, in their relationships, in their life, in their job, in everything. We just want harmony. It's one of our main desires and needs in the world. If we don't have harmony in a certain situation in our life, we get agitated And then we get stressed. And that's emotional stress, okay? That's the emotional stress that comes up because of disharmony, because of disharmonious situations in our life. Very simple example of this, which happens a lot in my life, which is why I kind of run away from relationships, is when my relationship is not going perfectly, when I'm worried about the relationship or worried about that person cheating on me or worried about them leaving me or worried about the fact that they don't love me anymore, I get into immense emotional stress. I mean, I literally spend hours and hours and hours ruminating, thinking, and analyzing what's going on in my relationship. I will stop eating. I will stop sleeping properly. I'll wake up in the middle of the night in a panic that the person has left me or something. And I won't be able to do my work properly. I will ignore it, or I'll start watching too much Netflix or watching too much anime or reading too much manga. Or I'll just kind of start ignoring all of the things that make my life perfect, right? So I'll start ignoring my work. I'll stop doing my work. I'll start ignoring any kind of household chores or, you know, washing dishes or taking care of cleaning my house or anything like that because I am too distracted to think about it. I'll stop spending time with my friends or family because I'm too distracted or too enamored into my thinking about, oh my God, what's going on in my relationship. Of course, hygiene and, you know, taking care of my, like washing clothes or washing myself, all of that goes out the window. And that all happens in emotional stress, right? When an INFJ is emotionally stressed, literally everything else in their life goes out the window. It becomes a complete garbage situation for them. Like, they're literally unable to take care of anything else because they're so ingrained into their thoughts, into their mental processes, and into their analysis. Now, what's going on in my relationship? Does he not love me anymore? Does she not love me? Is she going to leave me? What did I do wrong? Why do things never work for me? And we go from being a positive, hopeful person into this extremely depressed, extremely hopeless person who doesn't think that anything proper or anything positive is ever going to happen in their life. I hate going into this mode, so much so that I avoid relationships, because I know I always get into these relationships where the person doesn't really take care of me or doesn't take care of me in a way that I deserve or I want or need. And so then I always feel miserable and lonely. And then I always go into this mode of being like, oh my God, this person doesn't love me. Why did I even get into this relationship? Or why doesn't he love me? Or what did I do wrong? I'm always taking care of him. I was cooking for him or cleaning, etc. Why doesn't he love me, right? Emotional stress is the worst thing that could ever happen to an INFJ. And unfortunately, what happens is that because we shut ourselves off, we close ourselves off from every avenue that is possible, possibly self-care or self, you know, alleviating all of the stress, we just kind of shut ourselves off from everything. So we don't eat properly, which really helps with stress for an INFJ, because if we're hungry, we don't feel grounded and we don't feel good about ourselves. We spend too much time in our head. We don't sleep properly. Sleep is such an important thing, not only for an INFJ, obviously, but for everyone. And if you don't sleep properly, you start, you know, demonizing everything and you start hating everything and hating everyone. And of course, we don't take care of ourselves, so we don't do any kind of self-care routine. You know, we won't take care of our basic needs, our basic hygiene, our physical needs. And so we literally are breaking ourselves down by doing all this stuff. And it doesn't help, because in this situation, when we are in emotional stress, obviously the most important thing for us to do is to stop going into our head, stop ruminating, stop thinking about it, and taking care of ourselves. Now, of course, as I get older, I understand that a little bit more. I don't know if I would be able to put it into practice because I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. It's been 3 years or so. But I do know that my main thing when I do get into this mode, even if it's something to do with my family, you know, when my family does something or my mom starts yelling at me about something, or, you know, we have a fight and I feel, oh my God, my family doesn't love me, or what's going on here? What did I do wrong? I thought I did everything right and my mother still doesn't think that I love her, etc., etc. When I go into those modes as well nowadays, I know the first thing I need to do is stop thinking about it, take care of myself in a certain way. So do a massage or go do some yoga or go for a walk in nature. Really freaking cut that shit off, because it's so important to get out of your head and stop ruminating. So my first thing whenever I get into a fight with my mother, if I'm back home in Toronto, is to go for a walk. I go for a walk, I pick my stuff up, and I pick up whatever I need, a water bottle and my wallet, and I'll put on my backpack, I'll put on a jacket if it's cold, and I'll just walk. I'll just walk for hours. I mean, as long as I need to, clear my head, feel good about myself, come back again, I'll have a meal, a hot meal to make myself feel better, And then I will start thinking about it again as much as possible. And then I'll have try to have a conversation with my mother. Usually by that time, she's cooled off as well. And then we're able to have a good conversation. But normally in the past, when I was not able to think this way, I wasn't able to think clearly, what I would do is I would start yelling even more at her, make things worse, or not take care of myself, not have a hot meal, not eat anything, not drink anything, get a headache, you know, get a hunger headache, get a headache from being dehydrated, and then start ruminating, start thinking that the world hates me, the universe hates me, no one loves me, I'm a terrible person, maybe it's better to end it all, etc., etc. You know, going overboard, going into the zone of no return. So I don't want to do that, obviously, for myself. I also don't want you guys to do that. It's very easy for us to drop into this emotional stress mode where we literally are killing ourselves from the inside out. Because stress is the worst killer on the planet. Yeah, you know, you can kill yourself with sugar and all that stuff. But stress, I think, is one of the major killers. It causes all of these random diseases. It causes cancer. It causes all this shit. And if you can reduce the amount of stress in your life, you'll really be able to not only live longer, but a better quality of life, right? And so emotional stress is one of those things that is very important for us to take care of. Visual stimulation, or stimulation in general, when it causes stress, is very easy to alleviate. You know, you just shut yourself off and go into your cave, take care of yourself, rejuvenate, and boom, you're done. You know, you're fine. You'll be fine after a day or two of being in your cave. But with emotional stress, it's very difficult because it involves another human being. And it involves disharmony. And it involves confrontation. All of these things that we dislike and are not good at. We're terrible at confrontation. We're terrible at fights. We're terrible at disharmony. We don't like it when any of our relationships go into disharmony, or if our job goes into disharmony or anything like that. We can't handle it. We're not good at it, right? And so because of that, we always get into this mode where we really go into a terrible mode. We get into this mode where it's just too much for us to handle. We need to stop ourselves before we get into that terrible mode. That's why we need to cut it off right away, right freaking away. And I can't emphasize this enough. You have to cut it off right away. You cannot even spend 10 minutes ruminating on it. You cannot even spend 5 minutes on it, because as soon as you get into the spiral of ruminating and thinking and analyzing, you're going to get sucked into that spiral, and you're going to spend hours and hours and hours on it, not taking care of yourself, getting a headache, killing yourself from the inside, getting ulcers, getting all of this stuff, you know, just physical symptoms and mental symptoms, because you're not taking care of yourself. And also, you're spending way too much time thinking and ruminating and crying and bitching and moaning about something that you can't really do anything about. Thinking about it is not going to change anything. You have to go have a conversation with that person. But you cannot have a conversation with them until you take care of yourself. Until your cup is full, don't go and try to have a confrontational situation. Because if you're hungry, or you're tired, or you're thirsty, or anything like that, and then you go to have a conversation with that person, it's just going to get worse. You're just going to say stupid things. You're not going to be able to control your tongue. You're not going to be able to control your mind. And you're just going to spout all this nonsense off, and your relationship is going to get worse. And I know, because I've been in that situation where I had a fight with my mother or my significant other. And I, instead of taking care of myself and stepping back, I just started hammering at them and saying all these cruel things and just making the relationship so much worse. And I know my mother still brings up things I've said in the past, because when I was angry, I've said all these cruel things to her. And she's like, you said this to me in the past. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm so stupid that I did that. Right? All right. So that's what I really want you guys to take away from this. It's very important for you to cut that off and really step away and step back, take care of yourself, and then go into the confrontational situation. Do not let emotional stress get the better of you. Even though it's very easy to say these words, I know that it is possible. I have practiced it, and I do practice it on a daily basis. So it is possible, right? It is possible, but it takes a lot of work and a lot of consciousness. You have to be very aware of it. You have to be aware of yourself and conscious of yourself, and you have to be aware of your body and take care of your mind-body connection and all of that, right? And so I hope this video helps you in that. I hope I was able to give you a few tips. If it wasn't enough, please let me know and I will do another follow-up video on this topic. And again, thank you so much for following me, for sharing with me your stories, your struggles, and all that. It really helps me create more videos. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that on my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.